July 30, 1929 difference between one who operates in a sanely way in the human order, and one who operates in the divine will. How, without it, one has the strength of a child. How all evil is of the human will. My poor mind keeps going around and within the supreme fiat, and, oh! How many surprises, how many wonders of this will so holy! My little intelligence gets lost within its immensely vast sea, and many things I feel incapable of narrating, nor do I have the terms to do it, and therefore I feel like someone who ate a food or saw something beautiful, and does not know what they are called. If the divine volition did not make a prodigy in making me say what it manifests, how many more things would I leave inside its very sea, unable to say anything? So, while I felt dissolved in the divine fiat, my always lovable Jesus, making himself felt in my interior, told me, "My daughter, what difference between those who operate the virtues in a saintly way, but in the human order, and one who operates the virtues in the divine order of my divine will? As the first ones practice the virtues, these remain separated among themselves, in such a way that the diversity of their acts appears. One virtue appears as patience, another as obedience, a third one as charity. Each of them has its distinction, unable to fuse together so as to be able to form one single act, which gives of the divine and embraces eternity and infinity. On the other hand, for one who operates in my divine will, its light has the communicative and unifying virtue, such that, fusing together, because they are all done within the source of its light, they form one single act with innumerable effects, such as to embrace the very Creator with the infinity of its light. Symbol of this is the sun, because it is one, because it possesses the source of light that is never extinguished, it embraces the earth, and with its innumerable effects it gives all colors and communicates the life of its light to everyone and to everything. The unifying strength possesses the communicative virtue, in such a way that, if they want to, all can take a good that is placed at everyone's disposal. On the other hand, one who operates in the human order is symbolized by the lights of the low world. Even though there are many of them, they do not have the virtue of dispelling the darkness of the night and of forming full daylight, or of embracing the whole earth with such great multiplicity of light. Therefore, they can be called personal, local light, and at time and circumstance. Oh! If all knew the great secret of operating in my divine volition, they would compete so as not to let anything escape them which would not pass from within its most pure light. I continued to follow the divine will, and my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, the creature without my will is like a child who has no strength to be able to sustain a weight, or to do works so useful as to allow him to support, himself, his little existence. And if one wanted to force him to lift a heavy object or to sustain a work, the child, seeing himself impotent and without strength, maybe would try, but in seeing that he cannot even move that object, nor sustain that work, the poor little one would burst into tears and would do nothing about it. And in order to put him in feast it would be enough to give him a candy. On the other hand, one who possesses my divine will has the strength of an adult man, or rather, the divine strength. And if he were told to lift the heavy object, without becoming troubled, he takes it as if it were nothing, while the poor little one would remain crushed under it. If one wants him to sustain a work, he will put himself in feast because of the gain and the profit he will be given. And if one wanted to give him a candy, he would despise it and would say, 'Give me the just profit for my work, for I must live from it.' See then, one who has my divine will has sufficient strength for anything. So, everything is easy for her. Even suffering, as she feels strong, she looks at it as a new gain. Why are many unable to bear anything, and it seems that a child's weakness follows them? It is the strength of my divine will that is missing. This is the cause of all evils. Therefore, be attentive, my daughter, never to go out of my divine will." Then, I continued to do my acts in the divine fiat, and as I arrived at the point when it called to life, to daylight, the sovereign queen of heaven, I thought to myself, in creating the Most Holy Virgin, God not only enriched her beautiful soul with many privileges, but her nature also he must have transformed in order to render it as pure and holy as it is. And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, there was nothing to add to her nature, because it was not the human nature that sinned, but the human will. In fact, the human nature was at its place, just as it came out of our creative hands. Therefore we use that same nature of other creatures in creating the Virgin. What contaminated itself in man was his will. And since this human nature was animated by this rebellious will, which dwelled in the human nature, it participated and remained contaminated. So, once the divine will and the human are placed in harmony, giving dominion and regime to the divine, as it is wanted by us, the human nature loses the sad effects and remains as beautiful as it came out of our creative hands. Now, in the Queen of Heaven, all our work was on her human will, which received with joy the dominion of ours. And our will, finding no opposition on her part, operated prodigies of graces, and by virtue of my divine volition, she remained sanctified and did not feel the sad effects and the evils which the other creatures feel. Therefore, my daughter, once the cause is removed, the effects end. Oh! If my divine will enters into creatures and reigns in them, it will banish all evils in them, and will communicate to them all goods, to soul and body.